Chapter 4. What are you really selling? Okay, so we know we need people to come to us instead of us chasing them down. How does this happen? I'm excited because now we're really going to get into the good stuff. Here's where we take everything a step further. The previous chapters have been some fairly standard stuff that isn't normally taught in MLM. But now we're going to get into the methodologies and strategies that the vast majority of network marketers, salespeople, and even traditional business owners don't know about. First things first, remember where we left off at the end of Chapter 2? If we're going to figure out how to attract people, we need to figure out just what exactly it is we're selling anyway. Sure, we sell people a business model, but we need to delve deeper than that. What are we really selling? Let me ask you a question. Do you think that anyone who's ever wanted to shed 15 pounds has ever said to themselves, "Gee, I just can't wait to go drop $199 on the newest, zaniest exercise machine out there"? Or, "Boy, I sure am excited to find out who's selling the latest miracle diet pills so I can order them"? No. Someone who's trying to lose weight is worried about how in the world they're going to look good in a swimsuit before their midwinter vacation to Florida. Does anyone go to the store and buy a bottle of dishwashing soap because they are just dying to have a bottle of Dawn sitting by their sink? No, they bought it because they needed to clean their dirty dishes. Did anyone ever buy a computer because they just suddenly had the urge to spend $1,000 on a metal box that sits on their desk? No, they bought it because they needed to do something. Type up documents, research things on the internet, play games, whatever. And a computer just happens to be a good tool for helping them do that. If it was something different besides a computer, they wouldn't care, just as long as it got the job done. Here's what I'm getting at. People don't buy products. They buy solutions. This is the hidden key to marketing. Nobody buys anything because of what it is. They buy it because of what it will do for them. They buy it because they have a problem that needs solving, and they believe a given product will be able to do that. Every single person who has ever built wealth for themselves has done so by solving other people's problems. That's the formula for making money. People are willing to pay money for solutions. Think about all these different industries. Real estate investors provide housing, solution, for people who need a place to live, problem. Automobile manufacturers provide cars, solution, for people who need transportation, problem. Television studios and film production companies provide entertainment, solution, for people who are bored, huge problem. The boredom killing business, as Peter Finch calls it. The bigger the problem, the more money there is to be made in selling the solution. Remember how in the first chapter I said that everyone is a salesperson whether they realize it or not? Well, this idea of selling solutions doesn't just apply to salespeople and marketers as you and I would traditionally think of them. Businesses have problems that need solving too. As a business starts to grow, the owner doesn't have time to do everything themselves. They need to hire employees to help them out. The more complex the problem, the position needing to be filled, the more valuable the solution is, the salary the business is willing to pay. That's why someone who flips burgers at McDonald's only gets paid minimum wage. The problem that the McDonald's Corporation has of finding someone to flip the burgers is something that is very easily solved, and therefore they're not willing to pay a lot of money for the solution. So what about you? By now, you've probably guessed what it is that you're selling. That's right, a solution, not a business opportunity. Nobody just wakes up one day and says, "Hey, I think I'll become a network marketing distributor." No, they've got problems they need to fix that have been brewing around for some time. They have goals and aspirations they're dying to fulfill, but they know they'll never be able to the way things are going. They know there's more to life than the rat race, but they don't know how to get out. They can't stand their job, but they know if they switch, it'll just be the same thing all over again. They desperately want to have the freedom to do what they want, when they want, and with whom they want. And they've just heard that network marketing might be an answer to all this. Just ask yourself, If you could accomplish everything you've ever wanted in life through some other vehicle besides MLM, would you care? Heck no. All network marketing is a means to an end, nothing more. Which is why you have to stop pushing your opportunity on people. Nobody cares. They don't want a business opportunity. They want a solution. We're not in the opportunity business. We're in the problem-solving business. The reason this is so important is because if you don't know what you're truly selling your prospect, it causes you to give them the wrong information. It causes you to put your emphasis on all the wrong things. And as a result, you totally miss your chance to connect with them. They move on to someone else. What exactly does this mean for you? You have to have a major shift in strategic direction because in our industry, we become brainwashed to do things a certain way. What you've got to be able to do is show your prospect that you have a real, viable solution for them and not just another dime a dozen biz op. In order to accomplish this, there are three main things you have to do. Number one, sell yourself. Number two, sell your marketing system. And number three, do so through educational marketing, not the traditional sales methodologies you've come to know and love. Please think carefully about the next couple paragraphs. Starting a business is an absolutely terrifying thought for most people. It's a whole new world for them that they don't have the slightest clue about. They're completely lost in a sea of offers and opportunities coming at them from every direction, all claiming to do the same thing, make their dreams come true. There's so much of it, they don't know where to start or what's right and what's wrong. They're so desperately in need of direction that they'd give anything for a real person who would just guide them and show them how to do it. This is an incredible need your prospect has that must be filled. People are looking for someone to follow more than anything else. In fact, more people choose to go with a particular company because of the person who sponsored them than for any other reason. This means that you have to sell yourself before you even think about selling your opportunity. In fact, if you can't do this, forget about ever bringing up your company because it's almost irrelevant. 80% of your prospect's decision is based on you and the value you give to them. Your company does have a part in the equation, but you play a much bigger role. Think of it in terms of supply and demand. Perhaps you've been taught that the best way to attract people to you is to have strict qualifications and requirements for them. Use some reverse psychology and make them sell you on why you should work with them, like an employer-employee type situation. The thinking behind this is that the harder something is to get, the more people want it. This is certainly true, but there's a catch with this whole methodology. It only works if you have something valuable. The problem with our particular situation is that business opportunities are not hard to come by. In fact, if things don't work out with you, there are 100 others they can go sign up with in the blink of an eye. The law of supply and demand dictates that when there is an abundance of something, its value decreases. People don't want it as much and they won't give up a whole lot to get it. Well, in the home-based business industry, there is an overflowing abundance of opportunities that are available to people. This means each opportunity has less perceived value in the eyes of the consumer, the opportunity seeker. So in order for us to even have a prayer of making it, our offer has to immediately stand out from all the others. We have to increase its perceived value. This means it is incumbent upon us to show the prospect that we are worthy of their time and attention, not the other way around. The ball's in their court. They don't need us. We need them. This might fly in the face of what you've been told. Yes, your prospect does need a business if they're going to accomplish what they want in life, but we're not the only ones out there offering it to them. It's like this in any industry. The more competition there is, the more each business has to differentiate from the rest. They have to constantly strive to provide their customer with a better service, a better product, a better experience, or they'll become obsolete. They'll be passed up. This is the situation you and I find ourselves in. How do we increase our perceived value and therefore our demand? The only way to do this is to stop peddling our opportunity and start selling ourselves. Why should they do business with us? What do we have to offer that others don't? Business opportunities are a dime a dozen, but leaders who can help other people succeed are not. When you have the mindset that you're the one who needs to sell yourself, then you do in fact become different from everyone else. By positioning yourself as someone who has a lot to offer people, you stand apart. And by virtue of that, you are in short supply, which in turn puts you in high demand. Then you are in a position where you can pick and choose who you're going to work with. You see, those who strive to offer excellent service are always a rarity, and therefore everyone wants to work with them. Remember the recurring theme that I gave you in the very first chapter? All good sales and marketing starts by putting the other person first. Well, here's my version of the famous JFK line. Ask not what your prospect can do for you. Ask what you can do for your prospect. Is this starting to make sense? As business owners, when we put ourselves in our prospect's shoes in order to understand what they want, we're able to serve them better, which makes us more valuable to them. As a result, our business grows, in turn making us more money. So let's talk about selling ourselves. What exactly does that mean? There are two parts to the equation. The first and more obvious part is letting them get to know you as a person. What your background is, where you're from, what you like to do, what your family is like, some of your beliefs and values, etc. This is important because if someone is going to do business with you, they have to like you. People want a real human being they can identify with. So don't be afraid to be yourself. Don't be afraid to be normal. It's important to be professional, but don't be so professional that you kill your personality. This happens to all too many salespeople, and there's a real danger in it. People hate dealing with cold, faceless companies that treat them like just another number. This kind of environment absolutely murders sales. You don't want to be so professional that you give off the corporate feel. People want someone who knows what it's like to be in their shoes, someone who's been there and dealt with the problems they're dealing with, and someone who is genuinely interested in their success. Let me give you some rock-solid statistical examples of how effective it is to promote yourself. Example number one. One of the methods I use to promote my websites is Google AdWords. These are the little ads you see off to the right-hand side whenever you do a search for something on Google. One of the subdomain names I have is www.anseeg.com, but I also have a number of other domain names that in the past have pointed to the same website. The reason for this is testing. I'm constantly tweaking and changing things in my marketing to improve its performance and optimize it over time. The most common way to do testing is a simple A-B split test. This is where you take two identical versions of something, an ad, a sales script, whatever, and you change just one thing, one variable. Then you use both versions for a given amount of time or a given amount of actions, a sale or a click, for example, and you see which one performs better. The way you know exactly what change made the difference, oops, that was a mistake. That way, you know exactly which change made the difference. You ditch the loser and keep the winner. This is one of the biggest secrets to business success. So when you put together one of these ads on Google, you're able to choose your display URL, which is the website address that people actually see on your ad. And when you run these ads, you're able to track what's called your click-through ratio, CTR. This is simply the number of times your ad was clicked on divided by the number of times it was shown. The resulting percentage is your CTR. Well, I did a few tests where the variable I changed was the display URL. The results truly shocked me. I thought for sure that my other domain names that use familiar industry terms in them, For example, www.mlmbusinessschool.com would far outperform the domain name that was simply my first and last name, right? Made sense to me. Boy, was I wrong. In test after test, the domain name www.ansig.com consistently outperformed all of my other network marketing sounding domain names by 29%, 53%, and even as much as 81%. In one test, my CTR went from 2.2% to 4%. Think about that. Nearly twice as many people clicked on one version of the ad versus another, simply because I was using my own name instead of a more general URL. That's powerful. I've got a whole bunch of other domain names too, like networkmarketingpro.com, mlmtechniques.com, scienceofduplication.com. Every single one of them was outperformed by ansig.com. Example number two. On my homepage, I tested a version with my picture and a version without my picture. Guess what? My conversions increased by adding my picture, a 15.9% increase to be exact. Now keep in mind, in marketing, everything should always be tested. These are great examples, but that's not to say they'll have the exact same result every time. There are variables that come into play that can alter things. For example, some people's names are much longer than others. Mine happens to be fairly short and compact, so I haven't tested a longer URL with a longer first name and last name. You may want to. But the point is, these examples just show how much people are looking for a real person to do business with, not just a faceless company. Anytime you add a personal human element to your sales message, it almost always increases your conversions. So don't be afraid to put yourself out there. It makes your offer more believable. There is a catch, though. It isn't enough to just sell yourself. People won't respond to you unless they see a lot of value. So, you have to sell yourself as a person. But more importantly, you have to sell your ability to help them get what they want. Promoting yourself before your opportunity only works if you convey this ability in your sales message. It all comes down to answering your prospect's question of, "What's in it for me?" Because in the end, the only reason anyone does anything is if it clearly benefits them. You can be the most likable person in the world, but ultimately, if they don't see you as being able to help them, it's not going to do you much good. Does this make sense? Do you see the difference? The key to this whole business of attracting people is positioning. You have to be positioned as an expert who has enough valuable insight to give that you are worth seeking out. You can't do this by offering the exact same thing everyone else is, a business opportunity. You have to give people more than that. You have to give them leadership and know-how. You have to stand apart from the rest of the crowd, and the only way to do this is by selling yourself. See, people want to be told how to do it. They want to have it all laid out for them in simple steps. They want someone to guide them and help them navigate their way through the rough waters of building a business. This is what they're looking for in a sponsor. They want to know if you're able to do this. It's very important that you establish this first, before you begin to tell them about your personal life. I see a lot of marketers making this mistake on their website, their brochures, their business cards, etc. Yes, it's important to give your personal story, but it cannot be the first thing your prospect sees or hears. This is putting the cart before the horse. A lot of MLMers lose a lot of prospects by doing this. Note, there's a difference between giving your personal story and using personality in your message. You can sell yourself through your personality at the same time that you're selling your ability to help them. How do you do this? At the end of chapter 2, I said that you shouldn't even be worried about selling the benefits of your company because the most important benefit you have to offer has nothing to do with your opportunity. You can sell your comp plan and your product all you want, but it still leaves the question wide open about how they're going to actually build their business. the mechanics of it all. Since the beginning of this book, I've been hammering home the point that your sales and marketing methods are the most important element in your business. The reason for this is because now we have the answer to our question. The most important benefit of your offer is the marketing system that you use to build your business. And that is what you should really be selling to your prospect, the way in which you do business. This is how you sell your ability to help them succeed. Put every other feature of your opportunity on the back burner, for now. By offering them an effective marketing system, you're giving them so much more than just a biz op. You're giving them a tried and tested, surefire way to build not only your opportunity, but any business they choose to become involved with at any point. This knowledge is more valuable than any breakthrough product or ground floor opportunity. Because if you know how to implement effective marketing techniques, you can go into any legitimate network marketing company and make an absolute killing. It doesn't matter what the product is, who your upline is, etc. Sure, you'll make a little more with one versus another because of differences in the comp plan and bonuses and other things like that. But if you've got the marketing down, you can make an obscene income no matter where you go. This is what you need to stress to your prospect because this is what differentiates you from everyone else out there who's still stuck in the Stone Age, dragging people to home meetings and making endless phone calls. But here's the thing. It isn't enough to just tell your prospect that you know what you're doing. It isn't enough to tell them your marketing strategies work. It's all fine and dandy if you know what you need to communicate to them. But if you don't know how to communicate it, you may still end up sounding like a broken record player. You could say things like, "I've got the best marketing system you'll ever find for building a home-based business," or, "Helping you make money is my number one priority." But these just sound like more of the same old, vague, empty claims they're used to hearing. You have to prove it to them. If you can't show your prospect that you're knowledgeable about building a network marketing business, why would they have any reason to believe you'll be able to help them build one? How do you go about doing this?